Good evening,
hey, what's up? What's up,
everybody.
though? What up, though? It's Detroit City.
This is Pastor Stephanie Page and
I'm Pastor Jamaica Lee Page. What up?
And we are the Pages. And today we just got a little something we want to talk about. Where is the grace?
Yeah, where is it?
You know? The grace that we should have or be able to bestow
on one another.
On one another.
Yeah.
You know, patience, the long suffering, just the love. We can say, where is the love?
Yeah.
Ooh, where is the love? Where is the love? Where's the love that is patient, that is kind, that is long-suffering?
Let me live my life.
Where is the grace?
Let me
you know, sometimes I make the mistake. You know, you be scrolling down through Facebook and you'll see something like something that you think is nice. It was like this really, really cute sweater that I saw on, you know, when I'm scrolling down Facebook. I said, oh, this is so cute. And then I made the mistake of looking in the comments.
Okay.
And everybody had an opinion, and 95% of the opinions were absolutely and totally negative, where people just didn't have anything nice to say, nothing kind to say. And it's like, nowadays, you know, we have this whole culture, this whole cancel culture that, you know, if you do anything that they don't like, you know, even, you know, it's like, oh, you're canceled.
If you burp loud, you're getting canceled. If you blink too many times, you're getting canceled. Anything to cancel you, to cut you out. This got so bad that they're taking away people's livelihood out here. Because they said something maybe out of hurt, maybe out of pain, or maybe out of any other thing. But you want to destroy people's lives over stuff that somebody could have been going through in a day or so.
A lot of it is like a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Basically.
So you'll have a difference of opinion, or you think something about something that someone else doesn't think.
Yeah.
And you know, and you feel as though your opinion carries more weight.
Yeah.
Or even when, you know, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, nobody is perfect.
Nobody.
And we've all fallen at one time or another. We've all done something that is a little sketchy, a little bold, a little hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's done something that they're just not proud of.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, you want to extend, you know, the same forgiveness or the same mercy or the same grace unto others as, you know, you want to receive. And the truth of the matter is, like, when we look at biblical grace, you know, the unmerited favor that, you know, Jesus died for us while we were still sinners and we were still a mess. And, you know, it's not by anything good that we did. It's just because of his love and his grace. But you know, we are supposed to be children of God.
Yeah.
Jesus was the Son of God. We're supposed to be children of God. But yet and still, you know, where's the grace we show to others or even to one another? To whereas if someone may just step outside the lines or paint outside the lines and do something different than we would possibly do.
Or say something different than what you agree to.
That now they are to be canceled and never listened to again,
you know,
or completely discounted or thrown away like they have no value. But the truth of the matter is everyone has value to God.
Yeah.
And even to the point where, Oh, that's a Varila Kendricks. Hey, Varila. So she says, this is why a lot of times I just will not comment. You know, I'm going to tell you.
Why not? Let me tell you something. The world is so big and so vast. Sometimes out of certain things that people say, people just want to disagree with you. They can't just agree to disagree. You know, if you don't like nothing I'm saying, go about your business. Leave me alone. Let me live. Let me live my life. Let me say what I got to say. You go. You don't like it. Just keep scrolling. If you got a comment, hey, if that's your comment, I ain't got nothing else to say. It's all good. Because sometimes we learn something from somebody who may have a opinion different than ours that could shift us and take us to another level.
And I think something that we've lost focus on or just don't necessarily understand,
right.
He says, let him live. Okay, shit, man. Well, let him live. Exactly. The thing is, what we don't understand is that people have different perspectives based on where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And they should not be vilified or torn apart because their perspective is different from your perspective.
Right.
It's just like right now, I can hold up my hand. And most of y'all out there will say my hand is brown. But my husband can look in that and say, oh, it's pink or it's beige. Mm-hmm. Well, why? It's because he's looking at a different perspective than you are. So is he wrong because he says, oh, no, it's beige, and you're looking at it and you say it's brown? You know, you're not wrong, but neither is he. You're just looking at it from a different perspective. And oftentimes we're looking at things from our perspective. And then if our perspective is different than another person's perspective, we are so ready to jump on their head, so ready to say they're wrong, so ready to call them names, so ready to dismiss them because they don't agree with us and our perspective. And we don't have enough grace to say, you know what? Let me listen.
Yeah.
Let me hear what they're saying. Let me have an understanding of where they're coming from.
And if I ain't got nothing good to say, I can shut up.
Okay. Well, that's how we were taught.
Yeah.
We were taught, you know, mom, you say, if you don't have nothing good to say, then just mm-hmm. hush your mouth. You don't have to say nothing.
Yeah.
But in this society, especially negative comments, people just want to express the negative.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. Why is, you know, you can look at something, why do you pinpoint the one thing you don't disagree, the one thing you disagree with? It's like, so again, I was looking at the sweater and it was so cute to me.
Yeah.
It was adorable. And then all down the comments, I don't like that color. Why did it have to be this color? This is too long. Why did it have to do this? Why did they do it this way? Why? And everything was negative. And then one person's like, if you don't like it, don't buy it. Another person's like, if it's too long because it was just some fringe, cut it off. You know, or if you don't like it, then just keep scrolling. Don't buy it and keep scrolling. But why do we feel the need to express negative opinions all the time? And then people mm-hmm. hold on to negative stuff. You can do 10 good things for a person.
Yeah.
They'll remember one negative, hold on to it, and repeat it over and over and over and over and over again. They never talk about the 10 good things. They only repeat the one negative thing. And it's like, and then it sways the opinions of others. So other people are like, oh, I sort of liked it, but maybe not because then they don't like, you know? And then that's a whole nother problem, how people get swayed by negative opinions. There are a lot of things in this world that people are missing out on because there's so much negativity. And where's the grace?
Well, you know, right now, it's an attack on the freedom of speech is starting in social media. Where they put you in what they call a jail on social media. They'll cut your account off and say something that nobody don't like.
Well, it's not so much stuff that people don't like.
Yeah.
No, a lot of it is stuff that some stuff incites riots. Some stuff are just flat out lies.
If it's a lie,
the problem is if it's a lie, it's just like, I have freedom of speech, but I cannot just go into a crowded place and say fire if it's no fire.
Really?
Okay, yeah, that's
what
actually
gets
a lot.
You say fire,
people may stampede trying to get out, and it'll cause danger. So it's not freedom of speech. It's not all the way across. It's freedom of speech unless it causes a danger to the society as a whole. So some people got their social media accounts shut down because they were inciting riots, and doing a lot of negative things.
But that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that pretty much ain't nobody really paying attention to. You just cut them off because you felt the need to be able to do it. And sometimes this power that is given to people is being utterly used, abused. It's abuse. It's abuse of power sometimes.
You know what I? It's like a good example was, and I, you know, I'm not against any, you know, I'm not against any community, but you know, there's some communities that if you say anything negative against their community, you will be canceled. They will go a complete campaign to have you completely shut down. An example of that was with who was it? Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
And Nick Cannon stated something that was not necessarily a lie when he was saying that it is the, no, it was the media that's owned by Jewish people.
Absolutely.
And that the media is responsible for a lot of things that are actually, you know, racist or not necessarily fair across the board. But yet and still, they canceled him.
Yeah.
They fired him. Their whole community rose up. That's anti-Semitic. That's anti-Semitic. No, it wasn't anti-Semitic. He was expressing things from his perspective that he had experienced.
Yeah.
And because of that, and him expressing his opinion or making an observation, because it's true, a lot of the media is, you know, controlled by people from the Jewish descent.
Okay.
But then they called it anti-Semitic remarks and got him fired from his show, tried to, you know, really, really destroy his livelihood, you know, and that's a dangerous thing. But I do think that, you know, so how do you feel even with that in regards to freedom of speech? Do you think people should be shut down for overt racism?
Well, I think that most, if we're going to be fair, let's be fair all the way across the board. If we can be able to say what we don't like and what we like about racism, or if we can slip out a character and say something about another race, if they say something, why should they be canceled too? I'm just asking what I'm just saying. If we overt racism is not right, but we got people around, you know, we don't necessarily say all the right things as well. We don't. We got some stuff to say when we experience stuff, even if we are not in a situation. Even if we're not in a situation of racism, we have some stuff to say. Trust me.
Okay. So,
may not agree.
No.
So don't cancel.
But with that said, when the thing is, when you are displaying overt racism, what you're doing is you are displaying your ignorance.
Okay.
So if you know, and this is how I feel about it. If you want to display overt racism, okay.
Okay.
Now I see where you are, and I have every right not to patronize you.
Okay. I can get with that.
Do I then want you to be taken off of television or your TV, your radio show, because all that's doing really, because all that's really doing is further ostracizing and further empowering them to say, oh, you know, they're just after everybody, you know, they, you know, and it just causes even more of a divide and for people not really to listen to one another, to understand the different perspectives. Because I believe that racism is just flat out ignorance. It just is what it is. So ignorance can be on, anybody can be ignorant. True. But the thing is, if there's overt ignorance, because we do have things, because again, we'll be angry, and don't be mad at us, I'm just being honest. We'll be angry about someone calling us the N-word, and I'm one that will be angry with someone from another race calling me the N-word.
Right.
But, you know, but as a community, we'll still listen to men calling our young women the B-word.
Yeah.
We'll listen to men giving explicit degrading activity to our women, things, degrading activities that they want to do to them, or, you know, whatever. And we'll accept that, you know? So my thing is, it's like, it seems to me that we extend grace only to those we want to extend grace to.
Right.
And that right there is wrong. Because the truth of the matter is, and we have to go strictly like to the Bible, with the same judgment that we put upon others is the same judgment that's going to come unto us. No, that's in the book of Matthew. So it's, you know, the way that we judge others is the same way that we're going to be judged. So if our judgment towards someone else is you are canceled, You can no longer make a livelihood. You can no longer have a voice. You can no longer be seen. You can no longer, you know, have any, you know, acceptance anywhere. You're now canceled.
In human jail. You're in a mental jail where you can't even say anything no more. There's people out here that don't, that may have something insightful to say, but cannot say it due to. They don't know how the people are going to respond. It's almost like being a bully on the playground and you got enough influence to try to shut somebody down or run somebody off of them. It just reminds me of the day, like that. That's all. But all in all, I think that we need to learn how to be able to listen without trying to destroy one another. You know, in your book, it talks about having empathy and sympathy, right?
Well, empathy.
Come on, talk about it.
Empathy is an attribute that a lot of people don't really understand. People will have compassion, but not necessarily empathy.
Mm.
And empathy is really simply putting yourself in someone else's shoe in order to have an understanding. Now, you don't have to agree with them. You don't even have to like their point of view, but you'll have an understanding of where they're coming from because you put yourself in their shoes. So, for example, if as a Black woman, I then put myself in the shoes of, let's say, a racist white man.
Okay, come on in.
Talk about a hard stretch, baby. That's a hard stretch. But if I'm looking at them and I see, well, they were raised in an environment by their parents that told them a bunch of lies about African-American or Black people,
right,
that they didn't have any relationships or even understand Black people.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that have gone to different scenarios and that same person was like bullied, you know, somewhat by, you know, a Black person.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, so they felt powerless. They were told, you know, different things about the African-American community. It caused them to form an opinion based on where they came from. Now, do I agree with him being racist? No. But do I understand how he came to get in that place? Yes. And then if I understand how he came to get in that place, products of the environment. If I understand how they came to be in that place, then maybe I'll be able to position myself to reach him in that place so that he'll be able to come out of that place of ignorance.
Okay.
But again, I can't cancel him and reach him.
Right.
I can't cancel him out completely. Completely, I'm not saying nothing to you. I'm not talking to you no more. And I, you know, and we see that a lot. You have people that are not talking to family members.
Right.
They're not talking to friends.
Right.
They cut off. No, they no longer. They cut them off. They unfriend them on Facebook and everything else because I don't like something they said or I disagree with something they did, and so you cancel them out. And they're in danger. They don't really understand that they're in danger because God says, how can you say that you love me who you never seen and you're not even loving your brothers and sisters who you see?
Right.
And so there, I have never met so many people who have completely cut off people.
Yeah.
And they say, well, this person is toxic. And you ask them, okay, well, what about them is toxic? They say, well, they make me feel bad about myself.
Wow.
And I say, well, how do they make you feel bad about yourself? If you know yourself and you love yourself, and if you have spent time getting to know who you really are, that person can't make you feel any other kind of way. So what that says to me is that you have to learn how to love yourself and recognize who you are. So whereas if someone comes to you and let's say they are negative or they're caught up in this negative where every opinion that they have or they're always looking for something negative and to criticize, that's where they are. But where they are does not have to impact you or cause you to move from who you are or who God made you to be.
Some people have to recognize you got the power to receive something or reject
it.
You don't have to receive everything that people say. Me, I don't care what you say. You can say what you want to.
He don't care.
You can talk to you blue in the face.
He don't care.
As long as you keep 6 feet distance, I'm good. You can jump up and down, do flips. You can go run in front of a cop. I don't care what you don't care. I'm gonna keep on living and I'm gonna keep on going. Long as I didn't put my hands on you and try to physically hurt you, whatever come out of my mouth, if I say it, it's gonna have purpose behind it. But if I do make a mistake and you don't like it, keep it moving.
But my whole thing is, even beyond that, if I say something that you don't like, let me know. Because I don't have malice behind anything I say. So if you are offended, whatever, just go tell the person.
Yeah.
So that then you can get an understanding.
Or keep it moving.
But what happens often, what happens oftentimes is that people never go to that person.
Okay.
And they walk around with a misconception. They canceled and cut off the person. And right. They don't even know where they're coming from.
Right.
And they are separating themselves, causing division in the body, division in the community, division in families, divisions in homes, divisions in communities. Right. A lot of times over a misunderstanding, a way something was worded in the wrong way. And sometimes hurt people do hurt people.
Right.
But the thing is, if hurt people, and everybody runs away from the hurt person, they're never going to get healed. They're just going to remain hurt and just continue, you know, going along the path. Somebody has to have enough, you know, power within them, you know, the nature of Christ within them to be able to go and bring forth healing.
Yes.
Not cancel. Canceling them is not helping them.
Well, most people that you cancel, you can't see them. They're going out still doing it. You're just not doing it in a way where you're kind of making them more dangerous to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're making people more dangerous. You can't see. If you don't know what people are saying, this is what I'm thinking. If you don't know what people are saying and they go ahead and do some stuff and you don't see it anymore, then to me it makes them more dangerous. It's just more in the dark now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure?
I think so.
You was looking a little scared.
No. Viralda says some people are bullies and controlling.
Yes.
Absolutely. Some people are bullies and controlling.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is a lot of people who are bullied are people who feel powerless. And so they're trying to extract their power from you. Yeah. Now, no one says that you have to stay around and be abused or mm-hmm. bullied. That's not it. But you tell them, listen, you're a bully and you're controlling. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't like being around you because of your behavior. If you're going to continue in that behavior, I'm not going to be around you. But a lot of times we don't tell people about themselves or even the behaviors. Right. We just cancel them.
Yeah.
It was cancel them out, you know, oh, they're toxic. And there are a lot of people who are toxic. But again, when you're toxic, it's because you've been poisoned.
And most people that act like that, they have received rejection on many fronts.
They receive rejection.
And
hurt
when you talk to them, you find out that they're living with a lot of hurt. They're living with a lot of pain, a lot of rejection, a lot of insecurities. And sometimes when you have this conversation with people, you find out truly what's going on the inside, and they've been waiting for somebody to kind of ask, what is going on with you? Are you all right? Is your toes okay? Is your spirit good?
What's wrong?
Sometimes you gotta ask somebody,
what's going on
in your spirit?
What's wrong?
It's like they say, what's going on in your wallet? You need to ask somebody, what's going on in your spirit? This is a little off today.
Pastor Nasser says, am I your enemy because I tell you the truth?
No. I think it's how you deliver the truth.
Well, the thing is, with some people, you are. Some people, when you tell them the truth, you become their enemy because they want to continue to walk around believing that lie.
Okay.
So sometimes, man, sometimes when you do tell people the truth, they do make you their enemy. And like you said, sometimes it's a spirit of offense that's running around. Sometimes it's just a spirit of error.
Yeah.
And they want to remain in that error. But the truth of the matter is, if I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not just going to immediately cancel you.
Yes.
Because love is patient. Love is kind. Oh, love is long-suffering. No one said love is easy.
Woo.
Love is after the nature of God. It's not easy for us to love.
Yeah.
Which is why we have to depend on God to be able to love. Some people, it takes Holy Ghost. Whoa, hallelujah. It takes Holy Ghost. To continue holding on. So, on, you know, some of these people are actually a test to say, are you going to trust Holy Ghost? Are you going to surrender the Holy Ghost? Are you going to surrender Holy Ghost and love this person in spite of all the stuff that they do?
There's something about the Holy Ghost. Excuse me. There's some who put their Holy Ghost on the shelf.
Okay.
Come on now. They say, hold up. Let me put Holy Ghost over here. Now let me tell you what
I said. Closet, close the door, lock the door. Lock the door. I'll come next to you later. But right now.
I don't want to hear Holy Ghost right now. I'm going to rip them up one side and down the other. I'm just going to tear them down.
But the question is, where is the grace? Where is the grace that we're supposed to actually be walking in as children of God?
Yes.
It's like, let that mind be in you, who was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with the angels, made himself of no report, and was obedient all the way to death on the cross. And it's like, let that mind, again, you have to allow that mind to be in you. But today's society is, no. Today's society is like, what mind? No, you don't have to do that. Cancel out. Get rid of them. Just continue to move on.
Destroy.
But what you don't understand is, you just listen, when you just cancel a situation and just cancel a problem or cancel a person instead of dealing with them where they are, not only are you removing yourself as the blessing that you could be in their life, but you're also removing yourself from an area where you can grow in your own life and in your own identity to look even more like Christ. We again, if a person strike you on the right, turn to them the left. Most of us, we ain't got that much grace.
We ain't got too many times.
We don't have that much patience. Okay. Most of us, like, you know, what does it say? Try Jesus, but don't try me. Okay, but the truth of the matter is, we have to have grace.
Yes.
And we really have to stop canceling people. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want that same judgment to come to me for me to cancel someone else. And then God is like, you know, saying grace. Remember the story when it was ruling, he had a debt and the man had gone to him because he couldn't pay the debt. Right. And the rich businessman canceled his debt. Yeah. And then another guy owed him and he went and he wanted to beat him and throw him in jail. And so the guy that forgave him debt was like, really, I forgive your debt, but you can't forgive his debt. Really? You know what? So your debt back on you, and now you in jail. Mm. So it's like, you know, those stories are meant to communicate something with us.
Yeah.
You know, don't cancel people because you disagree with their point of view. Again, I don't have to agree with everybody, but it doesn't mean that I cancel you. Prayerfully, we can come and reason with another. Yeah. Talk to one another and they'll be reasonable. Yeah. And if they're not reasonable, I still have to show you Christ and then give you to God.
Yeah.
Really that simple. But still be available. I remember it was, year before last? And there was a young lady that, let me tell you, I had prayed for her, interceded for her, just really labored for her, had cast out different demons and helped her go through some inner healing and different issues.
Mm.
And so then it came a point where we disagreed on politics. And so she put up a post on her page, and it was and I had a different, you know, mindset. And so, well, have you considered this? And she got angry and says, the only thing you want to comment on my post is things that I disagree with what I'm saying. And if you can't agree with me, you're not my friend. Mm-hmm. And she unfriended me because I didn't agree with her and gave a different point of view.
Right.
And even to this day, if I were to see her, I would still embrace her and love her because I understand her background, where she came from.
Yeah.
You know, her mother didn't talk to her grandmother for 20 years because she got angry about something that she did. She didn't talk to her sister for many years because she got angry at something that she did. Yeah, I got blocked. Anyway, and the thing is, but it's that mindset, that cancel mindset, that if you disagree with me, or if I don't like something that you say, or I don't like something that you do, I'm just going to cancel you.
Cut you off.
And there are some people I love dearly that have said some stuff I disagree with and have done some stuff I don't necessarily like. But the truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, it didn't really matter. Because it doesn't matter if I didn't like it. It doesn't matter if I disagree. My love is not going to change because I love you, period. And I'm sorry. This man right here, I love him with everything I got within me. But we do not always agree.
You sure don't.
We disagree.
I'm going to put Vaseline on my face ready to fight.
No. Anyway, we disagree.
I'm going to put Vaseline on my face.
I will never, ever cancel him. You know?
I'm going to put my hair back in the ponytail, and we about to go at it.
Anyway, never, ever cancel. Divorce is not even an option. You know what I'm saying? There is no cancellation. Why? Because with the same measure, I measure grace and forgiveness unto him. You know, that's what's going to get measured back to me, and vice versa. Yeah. I'm not always right. He tells me when I'm wrong. I have to receive it. He ain't always right. I'm going to tell him when he's wrong. And it's not about us getting angry or feeling some type of way because we get corrected. And it's not about us even thinking about canceling one another because we may be wrong. Or even if we hurt each other's feelings, you know, some that happens. People hurt one another's feelings. And some people hurt people's feelings repeatedly. And sometimes it's because of upbringing. It's because of, again, perspective. Yeah. It's because of the way that they've been taught to communicate. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, no one's saying that people should not grow and get better. Right. But then I also should be like, you know, the way you communicated to me, that really hurt my feelings. I really didn't like that. And I really needed, you know, need us to do better. Sure. And even come up with some tools. Okay, listen, when you start saying things or when you start communicating in a way that is uncomfortable, I'm going to say Alamo or whatever. I don't know. I don't know.
Crashing car.
I'm going to say something to clue you in that the way that you're proceeding is not good. But not canceled.
Crash your car. You hurt me. Crash your car. That's my code word. Crash your car.
Crash your car. So, empathy. Understanding someone else's perspective. Yes. Walking in love. Understanding.
Yeah.
But let's stop canceling. Let's stop canceling one another. Let's stop cutting people off.
Let's stop bullying.
Yeah, and trying to
not allowing them the space to express themselves and not allowing ourselves to ask or say, hey, what did you mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know, pray for somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because people be going through a whole lot of stuff up there in the head, and we don't know where they're coming from one time until we ask, and then you'll find out. And maybe the kind word that you give to somebody will change their whole perspective because you took time out to be nice and be able to ask somebody what's going on.
Exactly.
What's going on in your space?
And putting yourself in their shoes. So again, if I hold this up, what color's my hand, y'all? All of y'all gonna say brown. I'm gonna say beige. And we can sit here and go back and forth about who's right, or I can turn it around and you can see what I'm talking about, and I can see what you're talking about, and then we can come to an understanding one with another. So empathy, that means that you have to change your position in order to have another perspective. So that means you got to move from where you are in order to see where someone else is so that you can really have an understanding of where they're coming from. Don't cancel them. Let's try to understand. Yeah. And let's try to help one another to get better. Where's the grace? Come on, y'all. Let's get it together.
Where's the agape love? That's
unconditional love.
That means that no matter what you do, no matter how you act, I may not agree with you. I may not like
with you.
But you know what? I still got to love you just the same.
Yes.
That's the love of God. Some of us were so nasty and filthy with 50 miles, and God kept loving us. Woo! Come on. Yeah.
I
got my TD Jakes, so.
Is that what that? Okay, amen. All right, listen. I have a book, y'all. I got a book. It's called Gracefully Losing My Religion. Listen, if you have not gotten the book, please get your book today. It's available on Amazon, or you can message me directly and I will get it to you. Listen, this is a book you guys need to read. I have a chapter in there on empathy. I don't remember the name of the chapter, but it is all about empathy. And I have a chapter in there on different things, a lot of different things going on. We're gonna have another discussion about the book shortly, but it is a book that I really believe that you need to read.
Yes,
just simple. So please purchase it. Amen. Amen. Next week on The Pages Speak.
Yeah, hold your hats.
Next week we're talking about the complications of blended families. Blended families and the complexities.
Come on, man.
So blended families, and that's something that, you know, there's been a lot of, this is a whole new age. So we got a lot of marriage, divorce, remarriage, kids before you got into marriage, and baby mama, and then baby, and then daddy, and then everybody come together, and then you gotta be family. But there are complexities. And how do we overcome the complexities that come along with blended families? So next week, next Thursday, 9 p.m., blended families and the complexities. I'm going to ask you guys to join us. We're going to have a special guest. I can't name them yet, but there will be more information coming out this week. And if you're interested in coming on and talking about the complexities of blended families, just give us a message. You know, we'll welcome you. We welcome. We just talk. Let's just have a conversation.
Let's do it.
Let's have a conversation. Anyway, I'm Stephanie Page.
And I'm Jomaine the Lee Page. What up, though? Eastside Spikes.
Yeah. Anyway, what up, though? That's straight Detroit. Anyway, I'm Stephanie. This is Joe. We are the Pages, and this has been The Pages Speak. Hope to see you all next week. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye.